We woke up in Middlesbrough this morning. We got on the road. We're on our way to Southend, Westcliff-on-Sea, actually. But obviously, we're in Dunstable next week. So here we are at Newport Pagnell, yes.
It's lovely.
I've arrived.
Exactly. The good news is, it's dry, Jenny.
Yes, it's dry. In fact, it's very nice. We had lovely weather in Middlesbrough as well. Shrewsbury was wet, wasn't it, last week? Actually, I've forgotten where we were, because we're, yes, we're playing these mad split weeks, as Stephen's just said. We seem to spend Wednesdays or Thursdays on the road. It's extraordinary. But next week, we're only in Dunstable, so that's
fantastic.
Lovely.
Well, we'll look after you very well in Dunstable. So, Kiss Chase. I know nothing about Kiss Chase. In 30 seconds, without giving the plot away, go for it, Jenny Funnell.
It's a school reunion. It's a group of people who are very close in the sixth form, getting back together 30 years later, and we get locked in the gym, and life unravels, and you suddenly realise that none of us are who we actually seem to be.
She's done that before.
She has, I know.
I was very impressed.
I mean, she's not that good on stage. It's amazing.
I know, I've seen
it. I didn't realise she has such a strong grip of the plot. It's a real eye-opener.
But so, you two were an item, I understand, at some point.
Yes, our characters, Mike and Debbie, I hasten to add, were an item. Yes, we were back in the day, back in the sort of 15 to 18, we had a relationship. And Debbie's sort of held a torch for Mike all these years. Mike has sort of moved on to other pastures. But over the course of the evening, what it is that there's this kind of enormous secret that's happened to all of them in the past and kind of ruined all their lives. It's a nicely structured play because it starts off and it's quite a light comedy. You get the laughs in and everyone's sort of thinking, oh, this is quite jolly for a thriller. And then slowly it kind of descends as the evening progresses and more secrets come out. And what people's role were within the sort of past starts to haunt everybody in it, you know, to a quite an exciting and dynamic conclusion.
Oh, really? I'm going to be riveted to my seat. So was Mike Debbie's first love?
Yes, first and I think only love. Right. And she's always, I mean, as she says in the play, she thought they'd be together forever. And she
was he a bounder?
He was a bounder.
Do you know, it doesn't surprise me.
No, I mean, it's typecasting. No, he's not. We're all interlinked because Ben Roddy, who's sitting over there, his character, Pete, also had a bit of a candle for Debbie, and he's also very close to Mike, and they were always together. And then the sort of poor loner in the foursome is played by Marcus Hutton, and he was bullied all his life, and actually he continues to be so. It's very interesting to see how you fall back into the roles you played at school within a very short length of time.
And it's funny, isn't it, because reunions are things I think people either love or hate. I have to say, I'd probably go on the hate side rather than the love.
Well, I've never been to one, actually, because I always feel that if I had very close friends at school, I'd still be in contact with them, and I don't want to stand around 30 years later, and after you've spoken about 10 minutes, you've really run out of things to say. So I've never been to one, but we all are very close still. I mean, I don't think we've seen much of each other in the play, a couple of times.